It is now going towards 18 minutes past 6. You are still listening to Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. We continue with the day's top business news, now focusing on a call for the scrapping of all SOE boards. Trade union NUMSA says current board members are not acting in the interest of the public and are allowing the looting of resources. NUMSA General Secretary Evan Jim joins us on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Jim, how does NUMSA envisage the scrapping of SOE board members taking place or even unfolding should that happen?
Well, different to the rest of various formations and forces in the country that are dealing with the status quo from a single point of just condemning corruption, corruption must end. Mm-hmm. NUMSA takes a very comprehensive view of what needs to be done. For instance, we take a firm view that what needs to be dealt with in South Africa and be, you know, dealt with thoroughly is the fact that we need to deal with the status quo that maintains a tiny minority continues to own and control the economy, whilst the bulk of South Africans who are black and African continue to be economically marginalized and dispossessed. And we basically of the view that the fight against corruption is not one single battle in a single front, because we think that capitalism itself breeds corruption. And I mean, if one were to look to the role played by KPMG, mm-hmm. played by McKinsey, played by Bell Pottinger, it basically exposes the fact that capitalism itself is corruption. And therefore, we need to take a radical approach of dealing with the state of South African economy. And for NUMSA, it's about nationalizing commanding heights of the economy. It's about making sure that our minerals are nationalized under worker control. They are beneficiated. They are diversified to make sure that we create jobs for young people who are desperately looking for employment, and that we build new industries. And in that, the state would have to intervene. And to the extent that we're raising this debate at a time when there is confusion in the country,
right,
and there's likely to be more setbacks of SOEs that have been riddled by cronyism, by corruption, we think that momentarily, in the immediate, we must make a call and to every person who cares that there's no government department or a minister who can tell us that he must be trusted when every day we wake up in newspapers, corruption daily. And we think that all SOE boards almost immediately need to be reconstituted, and civil society, trade unions, business, government can be there, or it can have the people that it wants to retain. Mm-hmm. But we need a transparent procurement process so that we use procurement to champion localization and to create jobs. But that's a temporary measure from where we're sitting.
Right.
We think that the ultimate solution is to go back to what the Nationalist Party did, is to build the capacity of the state and do away with tenders. Because out of these tenders, we kill the capacity of the state, where the state used to be the employer of the last resort. What did we reap? It's corruption and potholes.
Speaking of the state, Mr. Jim, NUMSA has since gone its own way outside of the governing tripartite alliance and is not in government. How then does NUMSA have a voice in this regard to make such a call and for it to maybe see it as a call that may succeed? How does NUMSA see this call actually materializing?
Well, we're not in a rush like other people are chasing 2018, 2019, because we think that one of the things that people are refusing to accept is that the dominant class in society, which owns and controls the economy, which is capital, always reproduces itself in the state. In that you can't just take an untransformed state and think that you can utilize it to deliver to the people. NUMSA has formed a united front, which is taking up struggles in the communities. NUMSA quietly is building the Workers' Party. At an appropriate time, we will actually surface an alternative, because we have taken a very firm view that unless we organize the working class as a class for itself, to try and tinker, to try and basically run tail behind the bourgeoisie is not going to deliver the revolution which is needed, which must be a fundamental revolution in this country. From where we're sitting, even the South African constitution that people are marching to defend is a problem for us, because this constitution protects a negotiated settlement which gave us the status quo. It is about protecting the current status quo. And from where we're sitting, we think that it is actually an insult that the Land Act of 1913 continues that about 87% of the land is still in the hands of tiny minority, whilst our people are packed like sardines in the township.
With the views that you've expressed, Mr. Jim, what would you say to those who would indicate, rightfully so, that NUMSA was part of the governing tripartite alliance? The issues that are rapidly emerging now in the media in South Africa, where corruption, state capture is linked, are not necessarily new. Some would even argue to say this has been happening, but not exposed to the level that we see now. Why NUMSA is vocal now and never before, and associated with the governing tripartite alliance in the past?
Well, NUMSA is not apologetic for being part of the Revolutionary Liberation Alliance. We were part of the alliance, and we understood that the ANC, not just the alliance, the ANC, we understood it as a multi-class formation where every Tom, Dick and Harry was allowed to join. But the ANC of the time used to assert that the working class was the motive force of the revolution, meaning that the working class was the engine of the revolution. And it was, the alliance was brought in our time when we were still in the alliance, was about two things. Mm-hmm. It was about the minimum program, which was defined through the Freedom Charter. It was about the National Democratic Revolution, which was about how we have conceptualized what needed to be done, which was about addressing issues of ownership and control of the economy to affirm blacks and Africans in the economy so that you change power relations. In that, that National Democratic Revolution needed to be the most direct route to socialism. This is what we championed when we were in the alliance. We were dismissed for maintaining that line.
All right.
And I think for our consistent, in fact, we won the ANC, that if the ANC does not fully implement the Freedom Charter, if it does not go back to its liberation vision, it was likely to be an organization in chaos, and it was likely to lose power. And it has lost power in all metros. And when you look at it, if one had to reflect on what has been happening in the recent past, how can you call a conference so that you should throw chairs to each other? And when you look in both sides of the faction, there is no revolutionary agenda that I'm talking about. It's about following this individual for what? What is the agenda? It's not defined.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, NUMSA General Secretary Evan Jim, talking to us about a call to scrap all SOE boards.